Dover's here, we can start.
Ah. Okay, as long as our professor is ready, and as long as we're about noon in the Maseches Erevin, here we are, in the section Samach Vav of the sixth millennium, ready to go. Omar Rabbah, my time at the Rav. Now, yesterday we had a very important machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. Let me just remind you of the details of this machlokas. Somebody was standing 2,000 amot away from a tree. That tree extends, its branches extend, let's say, 30 amot in all directions. He says, I plan to have a makom shvita under that tree, without explaining where under that tree. Distance from the trunk of the tree to his home is an additional 2,000 amot, which gets him right into the front door, if the makom shvita would be in the trunk of the tree. However, this poor sucker never talked about where he wants to have his makom shvita. So what happens is, Rav says he's doomed, because he loses the makom Shvita where he is in this case, and for some reason he can't even go to the tree, which is strange because he knows that his Makom Shvita is somewhere under the tree. No, can't go there. And we don't know what his far is. Shmuel says, well, look, the poor guy could see, he certainly go to the tree, and he could continue on for that matter up to 30 amot before his house, because in the worst case circumstances he made his Makom Shvita in the, let's say he's to the south, in the southernmost 4 amot from the branch, but that only gets him to within 30 of his home, because the tree extends 30 amot within his 2,000 amot tomb. So he can at least wave to the kids. Now, that's a pretty broad machloket, and it wasn't clear why Rav would say that he's stuck, can't move at all. Why would he not be able to move at all? He certainly should have at least that distance. And so says Rabbah today, what was Rav's svara? Mishum de lo misayim atrei. It's very simple. To have a makom shvita, it has to be well defined, just like everything else in Shabbat. A place is a defined place. And say, I have a makom shvita without having any defined place, because you certainly can't have it in the entire area under the tree, because you only get 4x4. So where's your makom shvita? We don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. And therefore, you don't have a makom shvita at all. So you'll say, but at least I have myself, and I have my arba amot where I am. Ah, but you said you didn't want that makom shvita. So you don't get where you are, nor did you get where you're going. You'll find that this is a principle in life. And so, others say, ikedi amrei, omar Rabbah. Others say that Rabbahs have said Rav svar is a different thing completely. My time at Rav, since if you had been misayem a makom shvita in a 4x4 area A under the tree, you could not then go ahead and say, well, and now I'd like to have a makom shvita in 4x4 area B. Impossible. You can't have two makom shvita. You can't change a makom shvita. Where you is where you is. So therefore, you can't do this two in a row, right? You can't do one after the other. If that's the case, because of the fact that you weren't misayem the makom shvita, essentially what you're trying to do is to say that, well, the area under the tree, let's say there is 40 square amot in there, you know, my makom shvita sort of spread in that area. Well, you couldn't do it one after the other, and so you cannot be kona a makom shvita that is vague, because you're not able to leave it vague, since it would have needed to be determined in the first place. So this is a classic case of attempting to create a type of chalot, in this case a chalot kinyan, or however we call it, biur, for makom shvita, since you couldn't spread it out if you actually try to do so after having defined a makom shvita. You cannot leave it spread out and expect it to be chal if you weren't misayim one of those places. And that sounds pretty much the same. So my binayim, I mean, so technically what's the difference? That's a big difference. Ike binayim, diomar liknuli bar ba'amot migoshmon. Questions like this. Assuming the tree has two areas, let's say, of 4x4. So we have 8 possible square amot here that we could have had, right? It has two squares of 4 amot. 2 4x4 squares. It's 8x4.
The size of the area.
The area.
Because it's so big that you can
write 2 squares. That's how much there is. And he says, okay, I'd like to take one of those 4x4s for myself. He has to say which one. Now, if the problem is the fact, the way we learned it originally in Rabbah, that you need to define. You didn't define. I don't care. You said some 4x4. Which 4x4? Therefore, it remains exactly the same. But if the problem is that you're trying to keep a makom shvita spread under the tree, you're not. You're just not saying which 4x4, but you're admitting it's 4x4. If that's the case, we're left with, according to the second analysis of Rav, a kosher makom shvita, except we have a safek. Well, that's what Shmuel said. And in the case of a safek, you can go wave to the kids. And that's what you could do here. Yeah.
If we had 1,500 and 1,500, would he be able to get to the house, or he wouldn't?
He would be able to get
it. It's only when it's 2,000.
Yeah, it's exactly 2,000. Okay, so he says, Koshen Abizar, Zafirim Avat Achate. No, Madinai, we can now do Amalikinli be Arbamot Mikoshmona. He says, let me take 4 out of the 8. So, Madi, Amal Bishim Dalom Esayim Atre, if the whole problem is that you need to have a well defined Makom Shvita, Habakab Esayim Atre, you do have a well defined Makom Shvita. I'm sorry. You don't have a well defined Makom Shvita even here. Over here, if the problem is only that you're trying to have more than 4 amot, you only have 4 amot, because that's what you said. Goof.
It wasn't a tree.
Sorry?
There was no tree, and he has in his imagination a certain point. I mean,
yeah, he can say, and that would be fine. I mean, we're Badavka saying a tree in order to create this problem. Obviously, if he said the rock at the at the edge of Joe's field, that's fine too.
Even if the rock was larger than the problem. Yeah.
Well, then obviously you had the same problem. Okay. I mean, fire hydrants are just as good. Omar Rab. It's a goofa. Omar Rab. Kol davar sheino bezeach hazeh, afilu vatachat eino. Okay. That was outside of this sugya. General statement of Rabba, that this is a klal. You can't do something one after another. You can't do it together. And Abaya asks Rabba from a fascinating piece. Somebody's marbe mamasra. So what he does is he takes off a lot of peirot, more than 10%. He makes that maaser, and he leaves his peirot on the other side. What happens is peirot tav mitukanim, but maasor tav mikul kalim. His peirot are fine, because he certainly took off maaser. But the problem is that the maaser that he took off is unusable by anybody. Because since maaser can only be maaser, it can only be 1/10, and he took off more than 1/10, that didn't define where his 1/10 is. So what happens over there is that some of it is truly maaser, I suppose, but we don't know where. The rest of it is tevel, because he never had in Kavanah to be metaken the tevel part of what he's calling maaser. He set aside his other payroll. They're all fixed. They're not tevel anymore. But in the pile that he called maaser, that is not technically maaser, he never took off trumot to maasrot. Well, trumot maybe he did. He never took off his maasrot. So what he would have to do is have to go somewhere else, take off from payroll that are definitely not metukanim for the amount of non-maaser that he has in that other pile, in the maaser pile. Problem is that this should be the same situation. Because according to you, I couldn't make the whole thing maaser, right? I couldn't take off a tenth and then say, and I'll take off this too. So how did I make it maaser then when the maaser spread throughout the area? It's the same thing as saying, you can only take a mokum kinyan of 4x4 for your diur. And you're claiming that the issue of having that mokum diur under the tree and including the entire area is a din of koshen of zerfazer. So then your maaser spread out over the entire area, which is double what would normally be maaser, should be zero maaser. So nothing should be mitukat. Because if you're comparing this issue to koshen of zerfazer, then you have to compare the maaser issue to koshen of zerfazer. Yes, there is something terribly wrong. Why, are you a levy?
Yeah.
Somehow I thought so.
Yeah,
sure, just give and give.
Like,
why not?
Like
not if it wasn't taken off Trumot or Masrot from it.
He took. Okay, so what's left now is the
Maaser problem.
So we gave him 15%.
Ah, but the Torah said only 10% can be Maaser. The rest of it is a gift. Okay, so it's Tevel. It's a very nice gift. You're trying to drive this levy straight into hellfire.
You can't give him a gift. You can't give him a gift.
Sure, give him a gift, except make sure that it's kosher. In this case, the gift isn't kosher. You didn't take Maaser from it. It's Tevel. You can't call it Maaser just because it's a gift. You can call it a gift. So put it separate from your maaser. Call the maaser maaser. Put a pretty ribbon around the gift part, and say this is as if it were maaser, but it's not. And now it's your problem, honey.
How exactly the person, if I mistake,
he took 10.5%. So that whole thing would go. That's correct. Normally, what he would do to avoid this problem is he would do what we do, which is he would say the 10% on the northern side, wherever that is, however far it goes, I'm not a bookie to get exactly 10%, that should be maaser. And then you can take off a little bit more, and then it's a gift, because then everything is okay, everything is kosher. But over here, he set aside what he wanted for maaser. It was more than maaser, so it didn't all become maaser, so where's the Where's the part that he's allowed to eat? But in any event, since we said that this is the same, this case of Makom Shvita, which could have been to the north, it could have been to the south, we don't know. So when he says it all at once, it's as if he said nothing. The same thing is true over here. I don't know if the Maaser is to the north or to the south, so to speak, right? So according to Rava's explanation here about the Tchumim, it should be nowhere, because it's exactly the same case. Says the Gemara, it's not exactly the same case. Why? Because you can spread Maaser, but you can't spread a Makom Diurim. Suppose I want to spread the Maaser out across every molecule of Chita, right? I could do that. Of course, I wouldn't be able to eat anything, because everything would be Tevel and Maaser, but I could certainly spread, technically speaking, my Maaser could be made up of half Chita, half molecule.
Every Chita is half.
Half of every Chita is Maaser. What's wrong with that?
Tevel.
Yeah, still Tevel. So, I mean, here it makes sense to say that when the person says Maaser on this thing, it means it's spread throughout this thing. You can't possibly spread your Makom Shvita across an area unless, of course, you're being faxed or something. But then, I mean, I don't know if they'll ever be able to put it together again. This is called splinching. That's technically called splinching if you're accurate. Yeah. But in this case, it's not good for Makom Shvita. No, this is Harry Potter. No, we've got a lot of Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Yeah, I feel good that I don't know it.
How old are you? Oh, my God. What a mess.
Later,
Star Trek. Oh, that's right.
Enjoy yesterday. It was 20 years. It was a door from the Wizard of Oz, right? Harry Potter, when everybody said, no, we're up to one. It was for the next generation.
Yeah. So therefore, you can't really ask from this case. As a matter of fact, this is a very good way of understanding the problem. Now we have really how much the difficulty of the Koshein Mavatachat is in this particular case. Therefore, says the Gemara, Shani Maaser di Itil Chatzaim. It is possible to spread Maaser out in little pieces. Let's say you want to say, 1/10 of each chita is Maaser. That's fine. It would be Kodesh. Okay, very smart. How about the case of Maaser Behima? Okay, you can't make a half an animal Maaser Behima. It's got to be the whole animal. So over there, in Maaser Behima, you're not going to be able to give me this answer. There's no way to give a half an animal for a Maaser. And nonetheless, we find that we have exactly the same situation where V'omar Rabba, actually it should be unfortunately, it'd be nice if it was Rabba, wouldn't it? Yatsu Shnaim Ba'asiri. Suppose two animals come. Remember, the way you take off Maaser Behima is you let them out one by one, and then you paint them and say, this is the Asiri. Suppose two animals come out simultaneously at the Asiri, and you call them both Asiri. So what happens over there is indeed you've got the Asiri and the 11th, Mu'uravim Zebezeh, and they both now basically become mixed Kodesh, because even an Achadasar would have a din of a Shlomim if you called it an Asiri under certain circumstances. And in this case, they're both Kodesh, and you're going to have to make a way of being mitaken this. It's not clear what to do, because even though Maaser is a type of Shlomim, it has very serious differences in terms of its avoda. It only requires one batanda instead of Shnayim Shemarba. There's no smicha and so on. So okay, Rashi goes through here and brings Rashi that he was mitakein in a subsequent gilayon that wasn't published, and he had a different explanation because he hadn't dealt with problems with different matan dam in here. But again, it's not our problem what you have to do. Our problem is the fact that you've got instead of Rabba's case in which we would say, well, in that case neither is kodesh because you couldn't make two of them maaser. Instead over here, actually both of them become kodesh. Of course, there's the Gemara. That's because this is not a good example of She'eino B'zeh Chazeh. Because Maaser, as a matter of fact, Maaser Be'ema seems to be the one thing in which the Torah actually gives ground for making two Maasers. What would that be the case? Shiny Maaser Be'ema De'ite B'zeh Chazeh B'ta'ut. If a person had made a mistake, and it's none, as it says in the Mishnah, and he had called L'chi'i Asiri, he called the ninth animal by mistake, he thought it was the tenth, and he said, okay, 10. And he gives it that little splash. And then he calls the 10th, 9. And then he calls the 11th, 10. Boy, this guy's really had a little bit too much.
He said 9.
So he said 9, so he went back into counting. So now Shloshtam Mekodeshim, all three of them are Kodesh. This we learn out of the Pasuk, which it's not a fair example, because this is not a case of Kosher Einu B'Zeh Chazeh. The Torah does allow some type of Kedushas Maaser, of course, twisted into Shlamim, but nonetheless, you can't say the Torah doesn't allow this to be Kodesh. That's not a good case. All right. Let's try another case. How about a Korban Todah? Korban Todah requires the lechem, 40 lechem, 10 of about four different varieties. Now, the din over there is that if you try to make more than 40 kodesh, it's not kodesh. And yet, harei todah delete b'taut, there's no din of allowing you to make more than 40 kodesh. The leta b'zarkas, and after having made 40, you can't add and say, well, I'd like to have some more. The itmar, nonetheless, it does say that a todah shenishchita al shmonim chalot, that if you had 80 chalot and you shefted the todah on it, and that's the moment that it becomes kodesh, the chalot, the moment of the shechita of the todah. Chizkia amar, kitru ala arba'im mitok shmonim, 40 out of the 80 becomes kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan says, lo kitru ala arba'im mitok shmonim, no, nothing becomes kodesh over here in this case. And, lechora, let's get the case straight. Ha'itmar alam, we said on that case, and once we see what the case is, we'll see it's really irrelevant to Rab. Because ha'itmar alam, omer Rabbi Zera, some say Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ha'kol modim ech, the omer lik tishu arba'im mitok shmonim dekach. In a case where somebody said that 40 out of the 80 should be kodesh. Oh, well, that's exactly the same as saying my mokom shvita is in 4 out of the 8, right?
Any 40 out of the 80.
Yeah, but the same as over here, any 4 out of the 8. So if he said any 40 out of the 80, fine, so then it's kodesh, because he wasn't trying to do more than he could do, and then there's no problem. Certainly it's kodesh. Of course, you have a problem of what to do with that, and so on, but that you'll have to handle by making a tanai with another totah. Okay. Lo yikachu arba'im elim ken kichu shmonim. Furthermore, had you said, unless all 80 is kodesh, nothing should become kodesh. Ah, definitely nothing is kodesh. Because you made it conditional upon a kedusha being chal on 80, and there's no such thing. There's no kedushas toda on more than 40 chalot. Keep pligin. The only machlokas over here is where you just made the statement, and you brought, you had the 80, but bestama, you didn't say how you meant it to work. Now the question is, what was your thinking when you presented 80 chalot? So mar sover lachrayut konechavein v'al tonight. Now, one man the armor hall, it's not you. Of course you knew that you only wanted 40 as your carbon totem chalot. The thing is, you were afraid that maybe something would happen to some of the chalot. You didn't want to be mitakev with problems at the Beit HaMikdash. If you're going, you want to make sure it works. So therefore, you brought along double in case something would have happened. So that's the equivalent of saying, I want 40 out of the 80 to be kodesh. So then, of course, it would be okay. And that's the reason that he says, kitchu. So his yomer kitchu, that's the pshat. Because he also was achrayus. Rabbi Yochanan, mar savar lekarban godoka b'chavim. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan held that the guy had in mind that he wants all 80 to be kodesh, which is impossible. And therefore, it's in this case, we don't say that 40 should be kodesh, because over here, that you can't be makadesh something which is not shayach to do a vatachat. Therefore, none of it is kodesh. Omra Abaye, says Abaye, but now in our case, when Rav says that he gets no makom shvita, you got to understand that we must be talking about an ilan that offers us three possibilities. You could have your 4x4 amot on the northern end, you could have your 4x4 amot at the southern end, or you could have your 4x4 amot in the middle. So that means you'd have to have a tree that's at least 12 amot long. In case you don't know what middle or side or whatever is,
or a tree,
we do have, or a tree, we do have a picture. So in that case, if you've got 12 amot, there you've got a real problem. The moment you go beneath below 12, you don't have a problem, even according to Rob. Because we can absolutely identify a 4x4 square within which you are somewhere. Because it's going to overlap the 4x4 square, right? So if it's only 11 amot long. So fine, we don't know where, but we know somewhere in this 4x4 square you are. And therefore it's misayimim. Yeah. So lo shana b'mon shetach tav yud beit amar. We don't shein tach tav yud beit. Anything below 12, hari miktzat beiton nikar. Why do we need to have all of your makom shvita nikar? We know that within this 4x4 middle section, some part of you is there. Maskev aravuna brayzer Yeshua. I don't understand. But why is that misuyam? Misuyam means I can point to where you are. I still can't point to where you are. You're coming up with this idea that if I can point to a 4x4 area where you are, then I know where you are. Where do you get that from? If there's an overlap, fine. If you would tell me that it would be less than 8, right? So then there's vadai, an area that is overlapped in the middle where you have to be. Okay, and I can point to right here, some of him is in this makom shvita. Over here, I can't even do that. I don't know whether you're on the north side of the middle 4x4 section or on the south side of the middle of this 4x4 section. So who's to say the ba'arbi mitziyate kamisayi? So now, why are you saying we look at the whole area of the 4x4 section in the middle and that's where he is? I mean, why don't, remember, there's no real 4x4. It's not as if we have a wall built around it. The 4x4 varies. We could make a 4x4 that starts at one end, 4x4 that starts at the other end, and a 4x4 in the middle. We could start a 4x4 that starts one arm away from one end to the other end. But there's no specific 4x4. So how can I point to an area that is called Misuyan when I don't know where in that area you are? So if I know a place where you are, forget about 4x4. It's less than 8 amot. I can point to that middle of the tree, and I can say, part of the guy is right here. That's part of his makom shvita. That would be okay. So Dilma Baboy the High Geese, or Baboy the High Geese, come inside. El Amr of Winneb, Raider of Yeshua, Lo Shon of Ilan Shetach of Shemona Amot. The way to have said what you wanted to say, which is a valid idea. That, in other words, when Rav says you need a makom misuyam, going according to that approach in Rav, of course, when Rav says you need a makom misuyam, that makom misuyam doesn't need to be the entire, I just need to be able to point to some area where I know you are. That's a true comment. But it has to be an overlapping area for me to be able to do that. Therefore, if the Ilan has a full Shmona Amot, then I have no place to look at and say, here, you overlap. I will be Ilan Shetachtov Sheva Amot. If it's less than 8, Harem Iksat Beitodikar. And there, Rav would have agreed, you're Kona, your Makom Shemitah, somewhere in this area. And again, I don't know exactly where except one spot, so I can only get to within 3 1/8 high, whatever it is, however many Amot that were left, get up to my house. But I can't walk into that. Tanika Basid Rav, Tanika Basid Shmuel. We have a Braita like Rav and a Braita like Shmuel. Tanika Basid Rav, remember that Rav Shita is he can go nowhere. Not that he has a suffix, but he can go nowhere. In the bright, it says like this, Baba Derek Vichashalo. Somebody is going along the road and it gets dark. The Ayama Kirilano Gader, and he knows a particular tree or a fence. The Omar Shvitati Tachtav, Lo Amar Klum, because it could be in too wide of an area. Avliyamar Shvitati Baba Komploni. On the other hand, if he says, my Shvita is in a particular place, then Mahalakashamagila to Makom, he can walk until that particular place, the northern corner of the fence, the trunk of the tree to the north. That's fine. He Gialo to Makom. Once he gets to that place, Mahalechet Kulo Fukutsu Alpayimam. He can then continue to walk Alpayimam on the other hand. Bamed Varimamorim Bemakom and Misuyam. And this is only if the place that he got to is Misuyam in some way, so that it has, let's say, Mechitzot. Let's say it's a hill. Begon Shavat Patel Shugavoa Asarat Machi. And it's no larger than Beit Satayim. Because if it's Beit Satayim, remember, Mechitzot that are made for Beit Satayim, larger than Beit Satayim, that don't have a home in it, are not considered to be Mechitzot. Not good mechitzot, not misuyam, or a bika, or you have a place in a valley which is 10 tefachim deep that has essentially mechitzot, umiarbaamot ad beit satayim, and makom she'ein misuyam. However, if there is no siyum, then there's no mahalechet kulo. In other words, if you're under a tree, you can't say mahalechet kulo and then 2,000 amot chutzalo. If you're in an enclosure, you can say mahalechet kulo, because as we saw, and the enclosure starts at its end. Over here, the enclosure could be very big, up to beit satayim, it would be quite a distance. You know, you have 2,500 square kilometers first, then you start going up. Fine. So far, so good. All that it's adding over here is something that we could have added on our own so far, which is that if the place where you had your Makom Shvita is surrounded by Mechitzot, technical Mechitzot, it could be a hill, that's Mechitzot, it could be a valley, that's Mechitzot, as long as it's not larger Beit Satayim. Then your Tchum doesn't start where you will be, your Tchum starts at the end of that, it could be very big, you just have a lot of extra space. If you don't have an enclosed area, a virtual enclosed area, it starts exactly at that space. So there's three levels here, okay? One is where you weren't Messiah. So they're low on record. One is where you were Messiah inside of a place that had a defined, end, a tail or beyond. So then you only start your Tchum at the edge of that tail and beyond. You get a lot of extra space on the other side. The other case is where you are Messiah, your Makom Shvita, but it's in a place that has no Mechitza at all. And then the Tchum of your 2,000 Amot begin exactly where you sit, not outside. That's the only difference. What? You don't need a picture.
No, I'm saying that's under the tree. He's saying that's what he's been saying until now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
except that he's adding that you can go further, which we know ourselves anyway. But what is important is this next place. That's what he says. Av b'mokom she'eno misuyan, she'en misuyan, ein lo arba ela arba amot. If you have a place that's not misuyan, fine, you only get your 4 amot. Now, yushnayim echad makir vechad she'eno makir. Suppose two people are there. One guy knows how to operate, the other guy doesn't. Moser shvitato lo makir. So now you have to basically hold on to the other guy, and he'll get you there. But by doing that, you have to become his guest, so to speak. Saying, okay, I'm staying by you for Shabbos, okay? And then he creates where they're staying. And the makir says, okay, shvitati b'mokom. makom ploni, and that's it. Now, bamed varnam, when do we say this? Kishisiyem arba amot shekava. Where the place that he is taking you to, there's a place for us, but it has to be arba amot. So then he gets his place. Avolosiyem arba amot. But if he didn't well define where that place is, then lo yazuz mimakomo. Lo yazuz mimakomo. Neither of them can budge. That's exactly what Rob said. Rob said you can't budge because you're not Cain and Amokim that you were not properly misayin. Supposed to Shmuel said, well, it's somewhere there. We don't know exactly where. And you lost your intent to have the place where you are as a makom of your shvita. So you get nothing. And you are similar to one who was yotze mitoch atchum. And you have your own arba amot, and that's all you have. Shalu ish taftav. So this is clearly like Rav. Wow. Lema ta'avit yuvta l'shmul. Shall we say that this is indeed against Shmuel? Or can Shmuel work out a way in which this can come out even according to him? Amar lecha Shmuel, akol ma'askinan, kigon de'ika mimakom ragla va'adikoro trei alfei v'arbe gamride. Dimuk mislei b'idav gisa de'ilan kam le'levar mitchuma. Here the problem is that you have a distance from the very point that you're at until the actual base of the tree, 2,000 amot, plus your own 4x4. In which case, if your intent was in this case to have a makom shvita on the other side of the trunk, you is dead in the water. Because even according to me, you're now outside of your trunk. Since once you're 4 amot, there's no way for you to get to your trunk. So what are you going to do? Therefore, even according to me, in this case, your suffix creates a situation in which you cannot go to the tree either. Whereas in the earlier case we were talking about, where you had, if you recall, we mentioned this very clearly, 2,000 amot from where you were to the trunk. And therefore, even if you have your intent on the other side, it's within your personal arba amot, which you have a right to. Therefore, there'd be no problem. And in this case, we've created an issue that even I could agree to, that only, therefore, yisim arba amot, if you said exactly where you're going, and it's within your trunk, so then matziyazel. But ilo lo matziyazel. If not, you're stuck, even according to me. Now, we mentioned before, Tani Kavati de Shmuel is also bright that it says, as Shmuel said, yes, indeed. Here's what it says. Ta'avi irev l'shtei ruchot, k'bidumahu sh'marvin l'shtei ruchot. A guy who puts down two Arabs, thinking that, you know, that's okay, and it's not okay, and, or he said to two people, he had two people working for him, he said to each one of them, okay, go and make an Arab for me, and one of them makes an Arab to the north, and one makes an Arab to the south. So, he is basically stuck with a problem. He's mahalik l'tzafon k'iruvo l'daron. He can only go as far north as his southern Arab would allow to go. He doesn't have his normal tchum. And he can only go south as far as his northern Erev would allow him to go. And if these guys really did him dirty, and each one of them put an Erev of 2,000 amot to the other side, he can't go at all. Imitzu alav et atchum, if they cut him in half with his tchum here, then lo yazuz mimakomo, he can't move. Now, of course, according to Rav, he wasn't misayim amakom shvita. There was no Siyum Shvita here at all. So why was that Eruv Konen? I will say, so he should lose his Makom Shvita as well. So it's only okay. Hello, yes, it's being come on. Same reason he did over here, no?
Go back to what was before.
It didn't in the other case.
Yeah, doesn't the house override?
Yeah. Tosis says before that according to Rav, back in the Mishnah, according to Rav, there's a difference between a case where you don't have anything. You happen to be standing here and you're on your way to a place where we say that you give up where you are. There's still a reversion to what was if you're in your home, in your town, if nothing else happened. As Moshe Boruch is saying, it's not really comparable. Okay, so over here, he shouldn't have been kona anything. The way Rashi learns the problem, and in that case, even if they were mitzvah lavasatum, he shouldn't be able to walk at all. According to Rav, that's how Rashi learns the problem. Since according to Rav, you lose where you are. And you don't have a mokum shvita that's misuyam. Why is it only mitzvah lavat atchum? You don't have anything, right? Because you don't have any tchum at all. And so is lema davit yuvta
derav? Because they're both affected. I think neither of them are affected.
They're not affected. Neither are affected.
So since both work, you stop.
How could both work?
The one lives up and the one lives down.
But fine. But that's also true. But according to Rav, even if they didn't work, you lose the tchum where you are, and you lose the tchum where you want it to come. You wouldn't get either. Right? So there's the first part is also problematic. All right. All right. So however one looks at it, this is against Rav. So what's the let me talk to you after Rav? No. Rav Tano Huva Polin. I mean, Rav doesn't have to agree with this Braita in the end. Omar Shvitati Beikaro. Ma'alech Mamokum Raglav Ba'adi Karo Paimama. Umi Karo Labeito Paimama. Nimtza Ma'alech Mishacha Shecha Arbaat Alafim Amma. And so, Mashenka, in the other case, you can, if you've got 2,000 Amot, you say particularly where it is, it's right at the base of the tree, you can go to the base of the tree, and then you can leave from the base of the tree to your home on Shabbat. The question is, do you have time to get to the base of the tree before Shabbat? Or does this work even if you're not even able to get there, which would be strange? How do you see a Mokam Shvita as in a place where you weren't at the time that Shabbat is Chol? Not only where you weren't, where you couldn't be. There'd be no way to get there. Oh, my Rav, this is only where you would be able to get there before it gets dark. So over there, you can say, my Shvita is more complaining, and then, yeah, you can, if you don't run, you won't get there, but so what? You don't have to get there. It just needs to be theoretically possible to get there. Okay, so if I ran, I could get there, so now I won't get there. And then that would be fine. So you have a big mila in doing this.
But if there were no way for me to
get there. There's no way for me to get there. How could I make that my Makom Shvita? Omalei Abaye. But the Mishnah said that it got dark. It said v'chashchalo. It says it got dark, so that it's mashma didn't have any time at all. So what does that mean? No, that means chashchalo veito, meaning it got too late for him to get home. So it's chashchalo. It's too late to get to his home, even if he would run full speed. There's no way he can get home. Aval ikaro shalilan matzi azil. But it's not that dark that it would already be Shabbos, for by the time he ran top speed to the base of the Ilan. Okay, should we continue? I mean, this is one lesson.
Home meaning
where he wants to make Kiddush for his kids.
Oh, where he's going to.
Where he's going to. What we've been calling home all along. Home is where I want to be. So for these purposes, that's home.